بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. کلام فاضل و شیخ اول رومی وقت شیخ العرب العجم حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختصر بنور اللہ مرکلہ. The title: قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو نقش بتان آب و گل. قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو نقش بتان آب و گل. دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل. دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل. ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بتان سنگ دل. ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بتان سنگ دل. قیمت حیات کی نہ تھی جب تک محض تھی آب و گل. قیمت حیات کی نہ تھی جب تک محض تھی آب و گل. لذت زندگی نہ پوچھ جب سے ملا ہے درد دل. لذت زندگی نہ پوچھ جب سے ملا ہے درد دل. خالق دل پہ دوستو جس نے فدا کیا ہے دل. خالق دل پہ دوستو جس نے فدا کیا ہے دل. کہتے ہیں اس کو اہل دل. کہتے ہیں اس کو اہل دل. سارے جہاں کے اہل دل. ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بتان سنگ دل. قیمت زندگی میری تیری خوشی پہ منحصر. قیمت زندگی میری تیری خوشی پہ منحصر. ورنہ ہے خاک تن میری. ورنہ ہے خاک تن میری. ننگے جہان آب و گل. ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بتان سنگ دل. دیکھ کسی کی خاک پر ہستی نہ اپنی خاک کر. دیکھ کسی کی خاک پر ہستی نہ اپنی خاک کر. قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو نقش بتان آب و گل. قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو نقش بتان آب و گل. شمع مجاز بجھ گئی عشق میں تاب و دم نہیں. شمع مجاز بجھ گئی عشق میں تاب و دم نہیں. غارت گرے حیات پر غارت نہ کر حیات دل. غارت گرے حیات پر غارت نہ کر حیات دل اور فانی بتوں کا غم نہ کر, فانی بتوں کا غم نہ کر, دیکھ یہ غم ہے عارضی, فانی بتوں کا غم نہ کر, دیکھ یہ غم ہے عارضی, فرحت دو جہاں جو ہے, فرحت دو جہاں جو ہے, اس غم جاویداں سے مل, فرحت دو جہاں جو ہے, اس غم جاویداں سے مل, رہتا ہے بدگمان کیوں, رہتا ہے بدگمان کیوں, جہل سے اپنے دور دور, رہتا ہے بدگمان کیوں, جہل سے اپنے دور دور, جا کے کبھی تو ایک بار, جا کے کبھی تو ایک بار, حضرت اہل دل سے مل, آ کے کبھی تو ایک بار, حضرت اہل دل سے مل, دل کو ملا ہے درد دل, دل کو ملا ہے درد دل, صحبت اہل درد سے, ورنہ تھا ناشنا اے دل, اختر ہمارا آب و گل, ورنہ تھا ناشنا اے درد, اختر ہمارا آب و گل, دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے, جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل, قیمت نہ ظالم نہ کر حیات کو, نظر بتان سنگ دل.
بسم اللہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی رسول اللہ, اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد, کما صلیت علی ابراہیم وعلی آل ابراہیم انک حمید مجید. قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو نقش بتا آب و گل. The title of this unique poem of حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمہ اللہ رحمت واسعہ is that when you will go in the grave, or when you go to the grave, you will realize what was the result of that idol which was once upon a time made of sand and water. You gave your entire life for it, we gave our entire life for it. But when you go in the qabr, we will realize that it was nothing and we gave our life for nothing. Dono jaha tabah hai, jisne diya hai unko dil. That person who has given it, given her, given any handsome thing their heart. It was most unique that Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah's poem of the love that man would find for any pretty face, any pretty face. And Hazrat would explain that it could be a pretty face of a girl. And then he would speak about a boy could have a feeling for a pretty face of a boy. And at the time when he was saying it, perhaps in Pakistan, perhaps in the world, I don't think the world even imagined that we will see what we're seeing today. At that time there was not so much of nudity and dirt and filth. And some people would even feel that, isn't he overdoing it? And in the next 10 years, 15 years, Allah Tabarakallah creates on the tongues of his friends that he creates a world of tajdeed for them. That sometimes they speak certain things that in the next 30 years you realize that how open it was. But at the time when he said it, man was not like wild like how we are today. And today it has hit every department. the desire to have a pretty face in front of me, to be able to look at it, to be able to sleep with it, to live with it, to die with it. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib used what a word. He said, you're giving your heart. Dono jabat, dono jahat tabahe, jisne diya hai unko dil. The one who has given it, given her, given any pretty face his heart, he has destroyed both his worlds. The year after, we all understood, where are we going to face Almighty Allah? But the reality is, he lost this world also. In this world, whether he got caught or he never got caught, both ways never worked. Zalim nakar hayat ko nazre butane sange dil. He says, oh oppressor, zalim is a word used in Urdu which means, oh my beloved friend. He says, don't make your hayat sacrifice on the threshold of this idol. قیمت حیات کی نہ تھی جب تک محض تھی آب و گل. He says, this life of mine and this life of yours, it had no value at all as long as it was only water and it was only sand. All of us are equal. We are water and sand. Allah Tabarakala created a pretty surat on the outside. Haqeeqat of ours opens when you go to istinja, we go to toilet. Hazrat Hakim Sahib would say that the pretty face, she gives out in the toilet the very thing what you give out in the toilet. He would say, no musk and zafaran is coming from her. No musk and zafaran is coming from me also. Almighty Allah put a unique satr on top of all of us. And perhaps because of the unique satr, we also started feeling our inside is also just as good as the outside. But neither on that one is so good on the inside, neither is ours good on the inside. Hazrat says, this life got absolutely no value as long as it is nothing but water and sand. لَذَّتِ زِندَگِي نَپُوچ جَبْ سَي مِلَا هَي دَرْدِ دِل. He says, but then a unique love came in this heart, the love of Almighty Allah. He says, don't even ask me the enjoyment of life that I experienced after. خَالِقِ دِل پِ دُوتَ جِسْنَ فِدَا كِيَا هَي دِل. Oh my beloved friends, that person who has sacrificed his heart for the creator of the heart. Oh my beloved friend, that person who has sacrificed his heart for the creator of the heart, kehte hai usko ahle dil, sare jahan ke ahle dil. The people of who understand what is love, the people of the heart, they look at him and say, wallah, this is a man of the heart. Qeemat zindagi meri teri khushi pe munhasir. He says, oh Allah, the value of my life has been, it's subjected, it is only, it is totally within your happiness. That you, if you are happy with me, there is value to my life. If you are not happy with me, warna khaketan meri nange jahai abogil. It says, otherwise, my life is nothing but water and sand. Dekh kisi ki khak par hatti na apni khak kar. It says, you looked at a wonderful form. Now don't sacrifice your own being for that wonderful form. It looks so nice, don't spoil your life, don't spoil your izzat, don't spoil your being just because of another pretty mold. Qabro mein ja ke dekh tu naqshe buta hai aabogil. Go to the grave, go in the grave, and you will realize that pretty form was also nothing but water and sand. Shum'e majaz bujh gayi عشق میں تاب و دم نہیں. That flame of a love which was not true, that flame suddenly went out. Either she died or either I died. Or she became old or I became old. Or one fight just had to take place. How much I wanted her. How much problems I went through for her. Finally I got her. Sometimes I got her in a halal manner. I then married her after that. And the next day the fight started. Then he lands up by the alim, the mufti, he says, I want to give her a divorce. She is crying on the one side, he is crying on the other side. That flame which we really thought was a flame that got some heat in it, that flame had no life, it had no spirit. As soon as man found the reality, that flame went, and then he found himself sitting in the cold. Fani buto ka gham nakar, dek ye gham hai aarizi. He says, realize that the pain that you are finding, because you are told you can't go to her, you can't have her, it is realized that the pain is not going to stay forever. It is an RAB pain. You will see it for one day. You will see it for 5 days. The pain is going to go away. فَرْحَتِ دُو جَهَا جُوهِ اِسْ غَمْ جَا وِدَاهِ سَمِلْ. He says, then there's another pain. It is called the happiness of this life and the year after. He says, go and try and get that pain, because that pain is never going to leave after that. That is a unique pain that got a unique feeling. رَحْتَا يَا بَدْبُمَا كِيُوْ جَهَلْ سَ أَپْنَ دُور دُور. Then Hazrat Hakim Sahib, Rahimullah, Allah reward him so much. He also, after explaining how bad this love is, this ishq is, and every person who realizes it is bad, and we all realize it's bad, but the person who realizes it's bad, he wants to know now, how can I come out of it? Because just realizing it's bad is not pulling me away. When I go back to my bed, I don't want to do it, and suddenly the phone comes out again. Suddenly the computer goes on again. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, may Allah reward him so much. He says, you would never have thought where you would find the ilaj for this also, the remedy of it. He says, oh my friends, out of ignorance, why are you staying far away, thinking bad of the friends of Allah? Thinking bad that perhaps they will look at me and say, you. Thinking bad, perhaps they will say, how much I spoke to you. Thinking bad, perhaps they will say, how could you do what you did? He says, why are you having bad guman and staying far away? Ja ke kabhi tu ek bar Hazrat Ahle Dil se mil. He says, I ask you even one time, if you can just go and meet with the people of the heart. This is a sickness of the heart. When a man has a heart problem, immediately they say to him, don't go to a doctor of the foot. It's a problem of the heart, he goes to a heart specialist. Whatever the doctor says, it got to do with the heart. This love that me and you go through is a problem of the heart. Some other love has seeped into that heart. And there is a need for some operation to take it out of the heart. Who will do an operation on the heart? The ulama, the people of the heart, have called them the people of the heart. He says, don't have any bad guman. You only have to go one time and meet with the people of the heart. May Allah tabarakallah let us meet them. May Allah tabarakallah let us fall in love with them. May Allah tabarakallah never separate us from them. Dil ko milahe dard dil, suhbate ahle dard se. He says, my heart has found that pain, meaning that love of Almighty Allah. He says, my heart found the pain of the heart. But from where? From sitting in the company of the people who had that pain. This is something that seeps through also. That internet also creates a love in the heart. It seeps. You see a filthy picture, it seeps. That phone also creates something, it seeps. And there's a pain that the lovers of Almighty Allah also got, that also seeps. And whatever enters the heart, that's what becomes me and you. وَرْنَتَا نَاشْ نَاِ دَرْدْ أَخْتَرْ هَمَارَا آبُ غِلْ. He says, had I not sat in their company, and had not found the pain of the heart from the people who had that pain, he says, my water and my sand also, O Akhtar, it would have always remained unaware of what this unique pain is, meaning the love of Almighty Allah.
حضرت والا عرف اللہ کا کلام. سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ سبا سے, سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ سبا سے, جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے, جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے, بے نیازی ہے ہر ماں سوا سے, بے نیازی ہے ہر ماں سوا سے, رابطہ اگر قوی ہے خدا سے, رابطہ اگر قوی ہے خدا سے, بے نیازی ہے ہر ماں سوا سے, رابطہ اگر قوی ہے خدا سے, جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے, جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، دل ہے ممنون ان کی عطا سے، دل ہے ممنون ان کی عطا سے، روح نادم ہے اپنی خطا سے، دل ہے ممنون ان کی عطا سے، روح نادم ہے اپنی خطا سے، جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، جس کو نسبت عطا ہو خدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، ذکر تیرا کریں بیٹھ کر ہم، ذکر تیرا کریں بیٹھ کر ہم، چاہیے وہ زمین دو سرا سے، ذکر تیرا کریں بیٹھ کر ہم، چاہیے وہ زمین دو سرا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق، جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق، وہ دیا کیا بجھے گا ہوا سے، جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق، وہ دیا کیا بجھے گا ہوا سے، مالک دو جہاں گر تو چاہے، مالک دو جہاں گر تو چاہے، سلطنت دے درے بے نوا سے، مالک دو جہاں گر تو چاہے، سلطنت دے درے بے نوا سے، آفتاب نبوت کا مطلع، آفتاب نبوت کا مطلع، فوق تھا خلق کے آسرا سے، فوق تھا خلق کے آسرا سے، شان عظمت جبال حرم کی، شان عظمت جبال حرم کی، کوئی پوچھے تو غار حرا سے، جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، مسترب ہے میرا ذوق سجدہ، مسترب ہے میرا ذوق سجدہ، سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ سبا سے، سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ سبا سے، مجھ پہ برسا دے دریائے رحمت، مانگتا ہے یہ اختر خدا سے، جس کو نسبت عطا ہو خدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول کریم، اما بعد. بیوٹیفل پوم مولانا شاہ کی، محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ تباہ سے، دا ہیڈ ہیز گاٹ اے سرٹن میسج ٹو گیو ان دا مارننگ، وے پرسن از کرائنگ دا ٹائم آف تہجد ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اینڈ آسکنگ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ فار ہز لو، اینڈ دس از سم تھنگ ایوری ون آف اس، اللہ گیو اس توفیق ڈیلی ٹو ٹیک آؤٹ سم ٹائم ٹو میک دعا ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His love, for His closeness, for His nisbat, connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned many, many times, that how unfortunate it is for a person, he made dua in this world for everything, but he never asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah is giving, sometimes Allah will give in this dunya, and sometimes on the day of Qiyamah, Allah is giving. And Allah ta'ala asks, my banda, you wanted this, I gave you. Yeah, you wanted this, I'm giving you. And you will see other people will get so high things. You say, Allah, what is that? How come they're getting so high ranks? Allah ta'ala will say, they asked for it and I'm giving it to them. So Hazrat says, the highest thing we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. So we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we learned it from Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, at the end of his life, he should make this dua in great abundance. Allahumma kun lana waj'alna lak. Allahumma kun lana waj'alna lak. O Allah, be ours and let us be yours. Allahumma kun lana waj'alna lak. So we can make this dua and the sunnah dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. Allahumma ta'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya min nafsi wa ahli wa min al-ma'i al-barid. Read these duas also where we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His love, for His connection. Hazrat says that those people who have got a nisbat and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jinku nisbat ata hai khuda se, Allah ta'ala grants a nisbat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see from our side, we've got that fikr, that concern, and we make effort in that line. He died lies in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hands. Nisbat is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But from our side, we have to make effort. This is the system of Allah ta'ala. You open a shop, Allah is the giver of rozi and sustenance, Allah ta'ala sends the customer to the shop. But we have to make an effort. So we make an effort for deen, for nisbat, connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make an effort for concentration in salat. Whether we get the concentration or not, it's not in our hands. It lies in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make effort to try to get the concentration. And then Allah ta'ala eventually, many times He grants it to a person. Sometimes Allah ta'ala doesn't grant it to a person, but He made the effort for it. And this is all what we are asked for, that we must make an effort. So there's many things in our life, as some of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu mentioned, that I recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi fasqi azaimi. When my azimat, when my intentions broke, what I tried to do, it broke. Then I recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of the day. So in life, Allah ta'ala makes many things that we do in life, we've got intentions, it doesn't work out. This is because Allah wants to show that He is in charge. We are not in charge, we are not a God. So anyhow, this nisbat comes from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to make effort towards it. And those who have got this nisbat, arda qaim hai ite gadase, the whole earth and the universe is in existence because of such mendicants, such humble servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as long as one person in the world saying Allah, Allah, the whole world will remain in existence. So those people who have got connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of their barakat and blessings, then the whole world is staying in existence. And the more the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taken, the more there will be goodness in the world, there will be barakat and blessings in the world. And the minute this is taken out, then their barakati will come in the world. There can be abundance of things, there won't be barakat, there won't be happiness, there won't be goodness in the world. Because when we have left Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as our Buzruks mentioned, a beautiful example, a person is on a life support machine, so he's alive. You can't bury that person. It's a very small amount of life in him. But because that amount of life is in him, so he's still alive. We can't bury him. So as long as there is one person on the surface of the earth taking the name of Allah ta'ala, it's like that person in ICU. Some breath is coming out from his body. But he can't really do anything, he's of no real benefit. But the world will remain in existence. And the more life is in that person, the food we are giving him, he's a healthy person, strong person, he can do so much work. So the more deen there is in the world, the more goodness there will be in the world. The more Allah's rahmat and mercy and the rains will come down, the barakat will come down. And the more the commands of Allah ta'ala are broken, then this causes barakati, it causes destruction in the world. In the Quran, Allah ta'ala mentions also, the takadu samawati tafattarna, wa tanshaqu al-ardu wa takhiru al-jibalu hadda, and da'u lir-rahmani walada. Just because of taking words, that they've made a stand for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is close, that the whole earth will split up. And all harm and nuksan will come in the world just because of taking the wrong words. So automatically when a person takes the right words, goodness will abound in the world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and a person who has got this nisbat with Allah ta'ala, then the whole world is staying in existence because of him. If our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very strong, then a person, he will be independent of everyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the effort we must make. Allahu samad. That Allah ta'ala is independent. Everyone is in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-muhtaju ilayhi kullu ahadin. Wa la yahtaju ila ahadin. that Allah is not in need of anyone at all, and we are completely in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has referred to us as fuqara, that you are faqir, you are beggars in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person, he builds his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with samad, who is independent, then eventually a person reaches a level that he becomes bainayaz, independent of everyone else, because his connection is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his calling, and his du'as, and everything, he looks at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything in life, what is happening, connection, nisbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Don't say anything what you are doing in your life, except you must attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's myself, all of us, we have to look in ourselves, how much do we attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As our elders say, that even in our speech also, whatever we are doing, try that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me good health, Allah ta'ala gave me food, Allah ta'ala has done this. So in everything, put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are muftadin in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Murash Haki, Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Musaqli, he mentioned, or some of our other elders mentioned, that we shouldn't say it's nature, how beautiful nature is. How beautiful is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nature is to take out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once Mullah Ilyas, Rahmatullah Alayhi, somebody said to him, that this happened by chance, coincidence. As Mullah Ilyas, Rahmatullah Alayhi, got very, very angry with him, and he said, ittifaq say, what happens by ittifaq? Ittifaq means coincidence. He said, nothing in the world, that he said, it's a statement of kufr. That you say it happened by chance. Everything happens by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can you even use the word ittifaq say it happened? By the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give myself and all of us tawfiq. So we have to build up our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And dua. By dua also, connection with Allah ta'ala is built up very, very strongly. I remember our Ustad, Murana Ismail Kitrala, once he mentioned to us that once there was a South African student in India, one of his family members. So the Ustad hit him a lot in madrasa, so he ran away from madrasa. So now they couldn't find him. So they got very frightened in India, where such a one South African youngster running around 13 years, 14 years. So they went to Saharanpur and Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali. And they told Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali that youngster is missing, we must make dua for him and we want a taweez or something. So Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali said, come after Isha. So he said, we went after Isha, and Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali is on the musalla and he's crying and he's making dua for about 20 minutes. Ya Allah, this youngster is lost. Ya Allah, he's South African. And please let him find his way here. He's in a foreign country. He's making dua. For 20 minutes he made dua. Imagine, somebody asks us to make dua. We make dua for 1 minute, half a minute. 20 minutes as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali made dua. And then as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali turned around, he said, oh, you're here. So then he asked, he wrote a tawiz, he gave a tawiz to them. So Mawlana said, may I ask him in foolishness? I asked him, Hazrat, will you find him? As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali got so angry. He said, "Ab Maulvi, isi baat shirk ki baat karte hai, kehte hai, you Maulvis and you think words of shirk, how do I know, am I alim al-ghaib?" He said, the Mawlana next to me said, just take the taweez quickly before the Shaykh gets angry, he takes the taweez away also. So I quickly grabbed the taweez and we went away. Now we worried, parashan, we didn't know what to do. We said, tomorrow we're going to meet Mawlana Asadullah Sahib and we'll ask him for duas. In the morning we can ask him what must we do. The next morning after Fajr, they see the youngster walking, there's another man is holding this youngster and is bringing them to the madrasa, right in front of them. He got a shock. He said, Alhamdulillah, they got so happy, they saw the youngster. Then they asked this person, he said, no, last night I was walking after Isha namaz. It was the exact same time Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was making dua. Allah put it in the heart of this person, he walked there, and he asked the youngster, where are you from? He said, no, I'm walking around, I'm from India. The person gave him one shot, he said, you're lying. I can see from your clothing, you're not an Indian youngster. You're from somewhere else. He said, I'm South African. Started crying. So this person took him home, looked after him, fed him food, and he brought him the next morning back to the place. But he said the exact time when Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah was making dua, that's the time they found this youngster. So Allah give us tawfiq, we bring this dua within ourselves. Any small need also, lift up our hands, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا حَزَبَهُ أَمْرٌ فَزَعَ إِلَى السَّلَاةِ. As soon as some problem came in his life, hasten towards salah, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. دِلْ هَي مَمْنُور أُنْكِ عَطَاتِ. Appreciative of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What and what favors Allah has given us. Really we have to make so much of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only verbally, it starts off with the tongue, but the reality in the heart. We have to be really appreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of His favors. And our ruh and our soul must become sad and sorrowful because of our gunas and our sins. That every moment, kullu bani adam khata'un, every human being is a sinner. Wa khairul khata'in at-tawwabun. And the best of those who are sinners is the ones who make tawbah in great abundance. Today 24 hours passed, let us look into myself. There's the word of istighfar, did we say also? The reality is very far, but did we even feel in our heart, Ya Allah, I'm a sinner. So So we have to bring this within ourselves and to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istighfar and shukr, two very, very great amal which we have been given. Zikr tera kare baith kar hum chahiye wo zameen dusra se. As it says that you must sit and make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person will sit so, then this world will become like another world. It becomes so enjoyable, like a heaven a person will be living in when a person will make the zikr of Allah ta'ala by zikr. Zakir ku maskur tak, zakir maskur, zikr, zakir ku maskur tak pahun jate ta hai. By making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is making the zikr will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the beginning it's just words. But as we continue making zikr, the reality will come into a person's heart. Allah give us tawfiq to be powerful in our zikr, and to make zikr with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when a person is just sitting and making zikr of Allah ta'ala, connection is built with Allah ta'ala, then that few minutes of zikr also, what enjoyment a person gets, is like living in another world. And today in the whole world, people are looking for peace of mind and content of heart. And Allah says in the Quran, Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, only in the zikr of Allah will heart find contentment. We are looking for it everywhere else. People are going to other psychiatrists and they are going for some other therapies that maybe you will find happiness there. And this is one deception. Halat and conditions will have to come into every person's life. But sometimes people play, dangle a carrot in front of a person, you do this here, you will find happiness in life. And that is just temporary happiness. So they go for all causes and all of other things. And in nothing they can be the solution. Our solution is in our deen. In the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in salat, in tilawat of Quran Sharif, Allah give us the reality within ourselves. So this, when making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's like we are living in another world. Jitku roshan kare kutrati haq, wo diya kya bujhega hawa se. Hazrat says, who Allah ta'ala raises in this world, and Allah gives honor and izzat, who Allah gives qabooliyat, then who can blow that person out? Who can extinguish that person? Yuriduna liyutfi'u nurallahi bi afwahihim. They want to extinguish the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their mouth. Ulama say that Allah has given such a beautiful example in the Quran, that the people are facing the sun, and they're looking at the sun and they're trying to blow the sun out with their mouth. And it's impossible to blow it out. So the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah ta'ala, when Allah gives them izzat and honor, then those people who want to disgrace them and lower them, they cannot do anything at all. So Allah give us tawfiq that a person must not try to become high in life. Who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes high in this world, then Allah will protect that person. And if a person from his own side wants to become high, he wants to get that izzat and honor, then normally, man takabbara wada'ahu Allah. And woman tawada rafa'ahu Allah. A person who has tawadu, Allah raises that person. Then the people in the world can try to lower that person. They can never. Allah ta'ala has given that person honor and izzat. Malike do jaha agar tu chahe sultanat de dare bain awase. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants to, he is the malik and the owner of two worlds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give a person the kingdom of the world without all the fancy things of this world. Allah ta'ala can make a person many times the king of the world, but everything, but they are not happy. And the awliya Allah got outwardly nothing in the world, but they got the greatest amount of happiness. So Allah owns the two worlds. Whatever he wants to give a sultanat, kingdom without a crown, Allah ta'ala can give it. And really we see the awliya Allah, how Allah ta'ala gives them honor and izzat. Once there was a very big noise. The Khalifa of the time heard the noise. He thought maybe an enemy is attacking. So he sent somebody to find out. So there was a very great muhaddith. And thousands of people were sitting in his dars. And he sneezed and he said, Alhamdulillah. And thousands of people said, Yarhamukallah. It was such a big noise that the king thought maybe someone is attacking his country. So then the wife said, see, you got kingdom and rulership over the bodies of the people. But the awliya Allah, they got control over the hearts of the people. Look how much of love the people are sitting with them. So they have kingdoms without any of the fancy things of this world, when a person has got Allah in his heart. Then Hazrat says, Aftab-e Nabuwat ka matla, fok ta khalq ke asra se. Hazrat says that the rising of the sun of Nabuwat, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a very, very high rank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest rank which was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I don't understand very well. But that it seems like the rank of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very great. And Allah gave us tawfiq, we follow the tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In there is our izzat and our honor and our respect. And Sayyid Umar radiallahu anhu said that a person who, he said that we are a qawm who were the lowest of people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us izzat and honor by Islam. If today we have to seek izzat and honor anywhere else besides Islam, azallan Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disgrace us, Allah will destroy us. And then Hazrat says, Shani Azmate Jibale Haram ki koi puche to ghare hira se. If a person wants to know the honor and the greatness of the mountains of the Haram, Just look at Mount Hira, the cave of Hira. What is that in honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave? Just because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had contact with that mountain. Allah ta'ala has given so much of izzat and honor. Everyone in the world knows the Mount of Hira. People go, they want to go and visit that place. Just because of the nisbat and connecting with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we have got just a mountain, it is something which is dead. But that nisbat and connection with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what honor Allah gave it. So if we have got nisbat with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what izzat and honor Allah will give the human beings, ashraful makhlukat. As Mawlana Ahmad Latab mentioned, that he said man is made of sand. He might have mentioned this other day also, that man is made of sand. And if you're not making effort on the sand, then a person will kick that sand, he will spit on the sand, he will throw the sand away. But when effort is made on that sand, then a building will be made, a masjid will be made, skyscrapers will be made, when effort is made on it. And if we are not making effort upon ourselves, then a person actually becomes like an animal, even worse than an animal. And as I mentioned, you get different levels of animals. Certain animals, their maqsad of life is fulfilling their desires. The cow, the sheep, the goats, eating, drinking, fulfilling their desires. This is one level of animals. So unfortunately, imagine a Muslim is like that there. We are supposed to have been ashraful makhlukat, an example for the rest of mankind. And then he says a person becomes worse when a person becomes like a wolf. And a wolf, he fulfills his desires by destroying the rights of other people, other animals. He goes and destroys the sheep and the goat, he eats it up just to fulfill his desires. And then the highest level is of the scorpion. The scorpion, he doesn't get no benefit at all, but his object is just to cause harm to people. It'll go and it'll bite a person, it'll put poison in a person. No benefit is getting at all. So we must not become like that there. We've got the greatest tariqah, the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the opposite was taught to a person. That I can go through harm, but I must try and benefit people. يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. And Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the worst of people before that, they reached the highest of levels and they taught mankind till the day of Qiyamah just by following the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat says, مُتَّرِبْ هَيْ مِرَا ذَوْكَ سَجْدَ سَرْكُ پِغَامِ كُتْ سَبَاسِ. I've got the desire in my heart now to make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My head must go down on the ground and I must call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مُشْفِ بَرْسَادِ دَرْيَاءِ رَحْمَتْ مَانْتَ يَا أَخْتَرْ خُدَاسِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm asking Him that He must send down upon me torrents of His mercy. Not little bit of mercy, but oh Allah ta'ala, rivers of Your mercy must come down, flowing upon me. Your love and Your connection. So we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat also taught us one dua. اللهم ارحمني بترك المعاصي. That oh Allah, we want darya of Your rahmat. We want the waterfalls of Your rahmat and mercy. Hazrat says, what is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One sign of the mercy is اللهم ارحمنا. Oh Allah, shower Your mercy on us بترك المعاصي, by giving us the tawfiq and ability to abstain from sin. So when a person is staying away from sin, it means he's in under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تشقيني بمعصيتك. Oh Allah ta'ala, do not make me badbakht and wretched because of disobeying You. So if a person wants to be under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has to abstain from guna and sin. So he's begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, we are in need of Your rahmat, the ability to do good actions, to stay away from guna and sin. And we are asking Allah ta'ala for His rahmat, even worldly needs. A person has got, as Hazrat always teaches us, that Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayhi said, the meaning of rahmat, tawfiq ta'at, the ability to do good actions, and then faraqiya ma'ishat, abundance of rosy and sustenance. And in the akhirat, we are asking Allah for His rahmat, that to enter Jannat without any hisab kitab and complete maqsirat, Allah must forgive us. So in this day we are asking Allah Ta'ala, so Hazrat says, especially in the morning time, my head is on the ground and I've got the zawq and the desire to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sajda, I'm making dua, that oh Allah Ta'ala, shower Your rahmat and mercy upon me. Allah grant myself and all of us the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us that nisbat and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are just saying these are just words, but Allah is nothing far-fetched from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the reality of these words, to bring it into our hearts.